Merry Christmas from the Pekalskis. This program was presented by the beautiful quartet of carolers, Mary Ann Pence, Ruth Hannafield, Barbara Mim, and Robbie Pekalski.
What will I say?
About 7 inches from your mouth.
What will I say?
Just say anything. Give us your Christmas inspirational.
Oh, tell me to wipe my shoes.
Well, yeah, I told Dad he had to wipe his shoes because we had that little snow last night, but he said, oh, what's the difference? Same old deal. Not getting any better. Jerome, you want to say something?
I don't know what to say. Come and preach some sleeping.
Just say anything, Jerome.
Just come back from Mass.
I just come back from Mass.
And you feel very holy.
I feel very holy.
And you hope you stay that way.
And all your friends, too.
And all my friends, too.
Okay, Daddy, your turn.
Oh, I can't say that. Say something. Oh, I don't know what to say.
Tell us that joke about the Wampus Cat.
You didn't tell me. They won't get that anymore. You did.
Tell them there's no sign of food around here and your stomach is growling.
Hello, goodbye.
Hi, this is Christmas night, 1972. We're at Mom and Daddy's house. We just got home from Betty's with a nice duck and goose dinner, and we're all stuffed and happy, and Santa was good to everyone. And Mom would like to play Home on the Range, Mom?
No.
Oh. Home Sweet Home, followed by Pretty Red Wing?
Maybe.
Well, on top of Old Smokey, then. Here's Mom. Barbie, get to sing your favorite song. Whatever you choose. Accentuate the positive.
We haven't sung it for 25 years.
I wish we could get Fritzy to speak and bark. Or sneeze.
Sneeze, Fritzy.
Sneeze, Fritzy.
Come on, Ruthie, you say something.
Well, what do you want to sing, Barbara?
Long ago and far away.
How about the first coach out of town?
Something short and sweet. This is the first On Top of Old Smokey recording on the new tape recorder.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow. For courting's a pleasure, and parting is grief.
That's all.
Repeat what you said.
Oh, it's hard to repeat.
Oh, I can't. I can't. When I think about this unfortunate girl I was telling you about, oh, I said, I couldn't sleep last night. I lay awake in bed, and I thought, how thankful I am that I have got a nice husband, and I've got such a nice family, and I had such a good Christmas. The kids were all so wonderful. I got more than I deserved, and I should thank God that I'm able to breathe, even if I can't sleep.
Daddy, do you have anything to add?
No. Lonnie.
Yeah, we got a little bit of that around here, too.
That's truthful. I did. I couldn't sleep, and I thought about these people. I thought about Joe Blumhofer, and I thought about Bill Green, and I thought, look at these people that don't have families.
Oh, true.
And are all alone.
True.
There's a lot.
Very true.
People aren't thankful enough that you should be thankful for your, well, as your partner.
Every day when you get up, you should be thankful.
I'm
very thankful.
Every morning when I get up, I thank him for seeing me through another night and, you know, giving me as much rest as I did get.
But please, next night, could I have 15 more minutes?
And the days that I have a good night, I thank him extra. I make the sign.
And when my daughters get to bed before 3, I'm really thankful, too.
Nice, make me good, dear, dear.
moon and the gold.